Economic focus paying off.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Lately, President Bush has been living by that old maxim, it's the economy, stupid. Seems to be working with the public. In a New York Times CBS poll, the president's approval ratings jumped 5 points in the last month to 40%. But the poll found Bush is still plagued by serious concerns over Iraq. When the president looks out his Oval Office window today, he'll see union workers marching in the street. The AFL-CIO is staging the rally to draw attention to a bigger event this weekend in Hong Kong. It's the labor group's most aggressive membership drive in 15 years, and Gretchen Cook reports there's a lot of work to do.
Union membership has fallen more than 25% since the 1950s. The AFL-CIO blames a surge of union-busting actions among employers like firings, bribes, and threats of workplace shutdowns. But Cornell University professor Kate Bronfenbrenner cites another reason workers are afraid to make waves.
They wake up each morning not knowing whether their company is going to be shifted overseas, whether it's going to be shut down, whether there's going to be a new owner.
Bronfenbrenner says to raise membership, the AFL-CIO must win back unions that defected in July. And she says global partners are key.
Because we live in a multinational environment, and the only way you can organize multinationals is that you unite with unions around the world.
Nobel Prize laureates on Saturday are expected to declare that freedom to form unions is a basic human right. In Washington, I'm Gretchen Cook for Marketplace.
A lot of union workers live in the Northeast, where a cold winter is a-coming. The oil company Citgo is warming some hearts in the Bronx. It's giving low-income people 8 million gallons of home heating oil at a 40% discount. Boston's getting a similar deal. But when you look closer, this really isn't a kind-hearted gesture. From the America's Desk at WLRN in Miami, Dan Gretsch offers this lump of coal.
When asked whether this move by Citgo will lead other oil companies to offer the same, one analyst had this to say.
Well, one would think it would, but I wouldn't hold my breath.
That's Michael Schifter at the Inter-American Dialogue. The problem with this gift, he says, is the giver. Citgo's owned by Venezuela, and it's controlled by the country's president, Hugo Chavez. To U.S. policymakers, Chavez is the biggest pain in the hemisphere this side of Fidel Castro. Here's why.
His intense desire, more than helping the poor, is to humiliate the United States.
Schifter says that political context makes it easy for other oil companies to disregard Citgo's offer. And he says that's a shame, because it's going to be an expensive winter for the nation's poor. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Winnie the Pooh is about to turn 80, but he's still got it going on. Last year, the Pooh raked in more than $5 billion in sales, second only to Mickey. So for his birthday, Disney's giving him a makeover. Brighter colors, emphasizing his active side. Disney wants a bigger chunk of that tough preschool crowd. Buy in the morning, sell in the afternoon. That's Wall Street's motto lately. The Dow dropped 45 points Wednesday to 10,810. The S&P 500 fell 6 to 1257. The NASDAQ shed 8 points to 2252. Oil today is about at 59.5. This is Marketplace. It's a good time to be in the chip business. Not potato chips, computer chips. Sales of semiconductors this year have reached record highs. Larry Schuller tells us what's going on.
The Semiconductor Industry Association says the spike in sales has largely been powered by the growing use of electronics in consumer goods. Mark Thompson is director of marketing at Silicon Laboratories, which makes semiconductors in Austin, Texas.
I'd call it the electronification of products. And there's all sorts of products today that are starting to include electronics that didn't used to. And that ranges from children's toys all the way up to automobiles.
But some industry analysts, including Gavin Duffy of A.G. Edwards, say chip companies have to be careful about bringing new technologies to market. In a written statement, Duffy warns many companies had leftover inventory last year after a weaker-than-expected holiday shopping season, so they'll need a particularly strong season this year to sustain their recent growth in sales. In Austin, I'm Larry Schuller for Marketplace.
Produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters. The facts, without spin, as they happen. Reuters helps you stay in the know now. And by Toyota, designing vehicles with hybrid synergy drive for fuel efficiency and low emissions. More at toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
Transportation reporting is supported by the American Public Transportation Association, providing transportation designed to help older Americans lead healthy, active lives at publictransportation.org.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. Does your company match your 401k contribution? Wait a minute. Let me back up. Are you making a 401k contribution? A new study by the National Bureau of Economic Research finds the company match isn't much of an incentive for people to save for retirement. Personal finance expert Chris Farrell says if you look at the numbers, it should be.
The average employee who knows nothing about the stock market puts their money into their 401k. They outperform on a monthly basis Warren Buffett, the greatest investor of the past half century, because that match is really powerful. However, it turns out from the study looking at 500 401k plans, in terms of the match, it had very little impact in encouraging your non-highly compensated workers to participate.
Why do you think this is happening or not happening?
Well, the reason why I thought people weren't participating was, okay, they're not making much money. Well, it turns out, according to the study, that's not the reason. Another thought was, well, maybe people don't like their investment choices. You know, a lot of companies really choose lousy investment choices for their employees, and maybe that's why people aren't participating and they're giving up the match. Turns out that's not the reason either. According to the authors, there's simply people who have what we call an aversion to savings. They don't really want to save. It's not that they can't save. They just don't particularly want to save, and the match is a very crude measure to get them to save more.
Do you think people really don't want to save, or do you think it's just that they don't have the knowledge? They're not aware of the things that you've just said.
I think part of it is a lack of understanding about just how good an investor you become with that match. I mean, one way of thinking about it is that over the span of your employment life, you're giving up about half your retirement savings by not taking advantage of the match.
If the match doesn't work, or it doesn't work as well as companies would like and you would like, then what could we do to increase participation?
Make people participate in the plan. You know, paternalism has a bad name. But when it comes to retirement savings, if there are a group of people, and it's a substantial group of people, that are resisting saving for the retirement, what if we just made it mandatory? Or at least we made it hard not to save. So one technique is you join a company today. You have to decide to participate in that 401k plan. Well, what if you are automatically enrolled in the 401k plan and you have to actively opt out of that plan?
Right.
And there's all these studies that show participation rates in companies where you have to choose to participate in the 401k plan, average somewhere, you know, 50-60%. But in companies that offer a plan where you're automatically enrolled and you have to choose not to participate in that plan, you're dealing with participation rates of 80-90%.
Chris Farrell is economics editor for our weekend program, Marketplace Money. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
There are these things called